Okay, I'm coming in real hot. I'm coming in real hot today. Welcome to Hopes and Dreams. It is episode 16 with Karin and Kylie. Hi, how are you?
Hello, great.
Great!
What are we talking about today?
Okay, so three things. I had an experience on my way home today from work, and it's a really exciting story. And then I have two fun stories from my weekend out at Driftless while I was cleaning the merch trailer out.
Oh, that's good, because I've got nothing. So I'm very glad that you'll be holding it down for us today, Kylie.
I'm holding it down today.
You guys are probably real sick of my voice by now anyway. So this is going to be Kylie's episode, and I'm just going to sit here and smile and nod.
Just sit there and look pretty.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Okay, great. So I was driving down Milwaukee Street, which is like a busy street in Madison, but I happened to see some smoke on the sidewalk. I was going by a grocery store that has a gas station attached to it. And I'm in the left lane, but I notice this little pile of smoke. And then as I drive by, I can see a little flame. And it's right next to one of those big green electrical boxes.
Okay.
So I look and I'm like, oh my God, that's on fire. Does anybody know that that's on fire? Nobody else is pulling over. Has anybody gone through this before? This was crazy. I was like, I don't see anybody else taking action. So I got over to the next lane, pulled into the gas station. I did see one other car pull in and just kind of park and was watching me and like watched me get out of the car. I went into the gas station. I said, hey, do you guys notice there's a fire over there on the sidewalk? Can you get some water or something? Because I'm scared that electrical box is just going to blow up. And meanwhile, one of the employees and I were kind of giggling because there was a man standing next to the electrical box tying his shoe.
So helpful.
We were like, yeah, I just got to tie my shoe so I can run away from this explosion real quick. So the fellas at this gas station grabbed a fire extinguisher. We walked around because you could see the smoke coming from that side, but it was on the street side of the box. It appears as though somebody probably flicked a cigarette just there in the mulch and it smoldered and started on fire.
Which brings me to a comment I have on that. Quit smoking.
Please stop smoking and stop throwing them on the ground.
Stop
you assholes.
Smoking cigarettes. It's 2025. Why are you still smoking cigarettes?
Yeah. As a former smoker, I always say, people still smoke cigarettes?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, people do that still? Stop. Stop it.
For your health
and for everybody around you.
That has to smell you.
Everyone around you. It is the most invasive habit that a person can have that affects everyone around them.
Yeah.
You know, alcoholism can affect people around you, sure, but not to the level that smoking a cigarette does.
Right.
Because every single time you smoke a cigarette, it can travel. I'm sure there's some like official distance that this travels, but every single day I wake up and go out into my beautiful backyard. Adjacent from my house is a halfway house. So it is filled with people that are getting out of jail, getting on to their next part of their life, which I'm all for. I love that. Mm-hmm. But they chain smoke cigarettes, and there's usually like 10 of them out there at a time.
It's a lot.
So I do not get a moment in my beautiful backyard without smelling cigarette smoke. And that is probably a good like 300 feet away.
That's rough.
So it really, it ruins the experience for everybody around you. And you can quit because people do it all the time. Yeah. Kylie is one of them. So
I had my last cigarette the day before I took the pregnancy test. That was a great cigarette.
So I think if you need any tips on how to quit smoking, leave a comment for Kylie and we will find you some resources and some references. We'll do that for you because we are all about helping you live a healthier life for you and for the people you love all around you. Back to you, Kylie.
Join us. Join us in a life of health, not a life of wealth.
Definitely not that. I can help you quit smoking, but I can't make you any money.
So they get the fire extinguisher and like three of the guys are out there and I on the sidewalk and they're getting it all. And it had spread. Like when I first saw it, it was maybe the size of my hand. By the time we got out there, it had completely wrapped around both sides of the mulch of this box. So they get it all out and they're talking about it. And the one guy is like, you're the one that drove by and saw this. And I'm like, I'm sure a lot of people saw this driving by, which is a question that I want to ask after I'm done telling the story. But I couldn't not. So he was like, thank you for saying something. I'm like, thank you for doing something about it. Like, go team. And then I left. But the question that I wanted to ask is, have you ever, or how many times have you been out in the world and you've seen something and you didn't say something? Like, see something, say something has become kind of a, I don't know, a buzz phrase lately. People don't take it seriously. I see stuff all the time and I'm like, that's not okay. Don't do that.
And do something about it. But Then there's those people, and all too often, that's not your problem.
Yeah.
That's not your problem. You can't always make everything your problem. But I feel like if it's something like that, if it's an emergency, something's going to be affected about it. Do something.
I saved that gas station from a massive explosion.
You sure did. Good job.
So I texted Kat and Christina about it right away.
Kat and Christina, for anybody who has never heard our podcast before, are Kylie's other best friends.
Yes. They said that they should throw me a parade. And I was like, I would love that.
Well, good. They can do that at Bonfire.
Let me know when it happens and I'll be there.
Great. This morning, there was a dream of mine happened. I was riding my bike to work, and there was a loose brindle French bulldog running around with no collar and no leash. But there was another guy that had already been at the scene before me who had a dog, and he had more time to follow this dog. I lost track of the dog because I was on my bike, so I couldn't get off on foot and run after him because I couldn't leave my bike. So I kind of half said or saw something, did something. I would have liked to do more, and I normally would in that situation, but the dog seems like familiar with the area, and the other guy was like going to handle the situation. So I felt comfortable leaving. But if I would have been by myself and seen this dog, I would have a new dog.
Right.
Because I would feel that the owners were not responsible enough to no longer care for this. So if anybody that's listening on Jennifer Street in Madison is missing their brindle French bulldog that was roaming around about 8 o'clock this morning with no leash or collar, I hope you found your dog.
Yeah.
Don't let your dog out of your sight ever again.
Right.
It is the kind of dog that somebody would sell on the internet for $5,000.
Karen would find $5,000 too.
I would just take the dog and keep it because, you know, be smarter and more responsible. Thank you.
Do better. Yeah. See something, say something.
Yeah.
It was wild, but it was like, I was on my way to pick up Dev. I had extra time to spare. I was like, I'm going to have to sit in my car for a few minutes and wait for time to pass. And I was like, no, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times cool. I feel like even together we've done things. I don't know if we ever talked about.
Did we talk about that?
I don't know if we did. And I don't want to repeat it if we did. But there was an incident one time where Kylie and I were driving somewhere.
To the coffee shop.
Yep. She had picked me up to go do some content for the for the episode. And I don't know if we ever actually talked about it, but just very quickly, we came upon a mental health crisis, possibly a drug related situation where a guy was losing his mind. He had a dog with him and his girlfriend was desperately trying to get the dog away from him. And it was a real sad debacle for about 35 minutes of this person just having an absolute mental health breakdown and all kinds of things, a screaming dog in peril, screaming family members. But we stayed the whole time to make sure that everybody walked away safely or that the cops had come in. Mm-hmm.
Myself and another dude both called the non-emergency number and were talking to dispatchers, waiting until those who were dispatched arrived.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Do what you can if you see those situations. I understand not wanting to get involved if you think you're going to be putting yourself in danger, which for you should not do.
Right. Be smart about it.
But you can stand from a distance and just make sure that something safe is happening. This is a good topic because I actually had just read something online today where somebody had posted in one of the groups that I'm in about how if your boys were at this certain pond fishing today, you should talk to them about their mental health, because the things I overheard were so sad and so horrible. One of the kids was talking about ending it all. And this person was like, so if these were possibly your kids fishing at this place, somebody should, you know, you should talk to them. But the original poster, you know, didn't really do much beyond that. Beyond going. And so when people were asking, do you have descriptions of these boys? No, wasn't close enough to see. You're close enough to hear
right.
this clearly. You were close enough to go over and see if they were okay.
Yeah.
You're close enough to go over and be, because it was clearly children and this was an adult, right? So if you're the adult and you're overhearing these things, be the adult in the situation. Go over there kindly and warmly and ask if they're okay. And you know, keep a safe distance. You don't have to go up and bombard them or anything, but get a description. Note what's happening or what's wearing, how they're talking. Listen for any keywords or things like names or something like that, so you can get a little bit more
identifying information.
Because what if something does happen to one of those kids after you post something like that, and you're able to give zero help? But you go post about it on Facebook. Like, what's the point of that, really?
Right.
You can go either way.
Yep.
You think you're being helpful, and I'm sure, but you can do more. You always can.
Yeah.
So if I ever heard a person younger than me talking about taking their own life, I would 100%, try to do what I could beyond just posting about it on Facebook.
So. Yeah. Ugh. Teenagers. It's hard to be a teenager right now.
Yeah, I can imagine, but, you know.
Wow. Anyway, see something, say something, and tell us what you've seen and what you've said. I want to hear your story.
If you can talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can change up info to make it generic for the masses, as I call them. All y'all, the masses. Oh, yeah, it was an adrenaline rush this afternoon for sure. My two fun stories from the weekend. I went out to the festival grounds to clean my merch trailer. We've had this merch trailer that stays in the spot. It's been there for, I don't know, a decade, and it's never been compromised by rodents, really. I've never had to like do a deep clean or sweep out a bunch of poop. Well, this time I did. It was rough, but I came prepared. I used Reddit. Thank you, Reddit. If you ever have a question and you don't want to go on Google, go to Reddit, because they have all of the answers.
Or ChatGPT.
And they told me what to do and how to do everything. So we're out there. I'm out there hanging out with some of the crew. It's the usual suspects.
And so by the way, the venue she's talking about is called Driftless Music Gardens, for those who have never heard our podcast before.
Or DMG.
DMG, we like to call it and refer to it too. Kylie is one of the owners, and I help out with different things and have over the years. So she is talking about right now how she she runs the general store.
Yeah.
So the merch trailer is this kind of old, kind of U-Haul-ish trailer that's been sitting out there for a while.
You can get in it. Like, you can't stand up in it. It's not that tall, but it fits, you know, everything that I need.
Right. It does its job. It's the little trailer that could. Little trailer that does.
The little trailer that does.
The little trailer that does.
I love it. Oh, man. So we're sitting in the grass, taking a break. And one of the guys, I'm telling them like, oh yeah, I've got my steel wool. I've got my Lysol. I took everything out. I've got to wipe all of the surfaces down and then stuff all of the gaps with the steel wool and finish it up. And he goes, oh man, you should have brought some spray foam out. And I go, I brought two kinds.
Men. That's a proud moment.
I was so proud.
Like, I should have. Should you have said anything unless you just have it available for me?
Oh, it was a good feeling.
It is always a good
feeling. Do your research. When you want to handle a project, do it yourself. I love it. It's so satisfying to do my research and be like, I know how I'm supposed to do that because I've watched 3 YouTube videos.
It wasn't because a man told you how to do it?
No, most of the YouTube videos I actually find are female. So
Love that.
But I'll let a man explain it to me once, and then I'll do it better. Boom!
As you should. Or just, you know, if you don't have the thing that helps in that moment,
right,
don't say anything. I would have been like, why do you have some form?
Making sure. Yeah, right. He's like, oh, should have got some spray foam. I brought two kinds.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's going to smell like a lovely peppermint stick of gum the next time I go out there, because I left all of the pouches, the scent pouches.
Oh, good.
To deter them.
Good.
It was great.
I'm excited to see it.
It felt good being out there. So the redeeming story of that same fellow, you're going to love this, Karin. So for those that don't know, there is a bus out on the grounds where one of our owners lives in the bus during the summer and during events.
Only during the summer and during events.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
He has his own real house in a town.
That he is a good, upstanding member of the community. Yes, in.
He is. I think the house is paid off, actually. It's like,
what a man, you know?
Yeah, I say that all the time.
That is a strong, independent man. Great.
Anyway, so this bus, again, we were sitting around taking a break, as we do while we're out there working. You got to take breaks on the farm. He had the back door open. I was like, oh, I didn't know when's the last time we opened the back door? I don't think I've ever seen it open. That'd be cool. And he goes, oh yeah, it'd be cool if he put like a porch or something off there. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea to what extent of conversations that Karin and I have had about what kind of elaborate porch condo addition that we want to put on this bus.
Do you even listen when we speak?
And then, no, he doesn't, because this was very organic.
But he'll do it now because it was his idea.
No, he wasn't the one that said it. The friend that asked about
great.
So, and he has never like heard us have a conversation.
Fair.
This is super organic.
Okay, good. Love that.
I was like, we've had so many conversations about what kind of elaborate addition we're going to put on this bus. And he's like, yeah, can you imagine you're just like standing up on top of the porch, like looking down at all the peasants? And I was like, you get it.
Noobs.
He understands.
Welcome to just be existing.
We don't actually think people are peasants. It's just a joke. It's just funny. Like that's from the vampire movie. Right, where they're all standing on the balcony and people use it as a meme all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yep. Like that.
But I do think people are peasants, though.
Oh my God.
All people, just some people.
I lost it.
The
when
peasants.
He said that.
The peasants.
I was like, I can't believe he used the word peasants, too. It was so next level.
Maybe this person listens to the podcast.
He doesn't.
Okay, great. That's great. That tracks. Tricks.
So it was a great trip out there. I spent about 8 hours out there total. I'm excited to go back.
You didn't camp?
No, I came back home. I made it home in time to give the boy one more hug and kiss.
I thought you had camped out there. I was worried about your well-being, your mental health status of purposefully camping when it's so cold, mostly though.
I don't know how cold it got. I don't even know if they
it was cold
fire.
At night. And out there it's like 30 degrees colder and wet. Like you're in a reverse rain. You're in a rainforest, like a damp swamp.
Yeah.
It's like a cold, cold swamp. Like if there was a swamp in Alaska, that would be it at night. At Driftless Music Gardens. But please come. It's really amazing, actually. During the daytime, it's wonderful. It's just beautiful. Make sure that you bring – that's one thing we should do closer to bonfire. We should give our pro tips for how to survive a weekend at the Driftless Music Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got some good things that I've had to do. Being a whiny baby that I am, and high maintenance and bougie on a budget, mm-hmm. and all of these things, hating camping. I've had to really, it's a survival thing for me. And every year I try to survive even harder when I'm out there, to try to make myself as comfortable as I can to just survive being out there. So I've got some tips for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be something. Well, let's just do it now. What else do we have to talk about? So
I have my, what I do with my camping setup, if I'm in a tent, because there's times that we get to share mom and dad's camper.
Which mom and dad are
super nice.
The Lochner's parents, not our mom and dad. We're not sisters for real. We're just sisters by soul.
Soul sisters.
So we're that, but we're not that. So mom and dad Lochner, they're a nice camper that they lend us from time to time.
Yeah. But when I do a camp setup, my tent is big enough to fit the huge air mattress. You need a good air mattress if you're tent camping.
Actually, not for survival at DMG. Air mattress is a big no on my list because air mattresses hold cold air underneath you. They don't hold warm air. They don't get warmer. So air mattresses actually make you colder at night when you're sleeping.
Great.
You need a cot.
Cots are good.
Cots are good.
I have a cot mat that I'll sleep on the floor in my little tent. There's two setups. If they're with me, they sleep in the big one and I sleep in my little one. But if it's just me, I'll sleep in the big one. And I don't, if you bundle up with enough blankets, it's fine.
It's not if you want to survive.
But you got to have the rugs.
You got to always have something underneath to insulate the tent in a little bit more for sure.
A rug or even another tarp. Just to have another layer on the ground of the ground.
Yeah, you want to get as much between you and the ground as possible. That's not open air so that you can be warm. So being raised off of the ground gives you more warmth. And you just want to make sure that you have warmth underneath you. Even a cot, you should have an insulated camping pad underneath you so that you have insulation between you and the ground, which is a must. Expeds are the way to go.
Yeah.
Even on the ground. With an exped, they're insulated and they keep your body temperature. They're fantastic. I say cot plus exped.
Okay.
Wool blankets.
Yeah. Or the alpaca blanket that I have. I had it wrapped around me at DeVere's last baseball game when it was really, really freaking windy and cold. And I didn't even feel the pressure of the wind.
That's good.
So if you have an alpaca blanket, definitely bring that.
Yep. Wool and alpaca blankets. Very, very nice. Always bring rain boots. Like not the cheap ones.
No, like good ones that won't slip out of your feet.
Comfortable ones that you can wear for a long period of time that are insulated and warm. You need rain boots out there. Even if there is nothing but sunshine in that forecast, trust me, bring rain boots. It will save you. I have a pair of Bogs that I got and they're a lifesaver for me.
And I have my Mucks, which are like, they stop at the ankle, but they're great for moisture. And then I have my big rain boots. The trouble that I find with rain boots just in general is that they're not tight.
You got to find the right ones.
Yeah. You got to find rain boots that don't have a gappy leg. No gappy legs.
Because the rain just gets right in them.
Yeah.
Rain pants, rain coats, like invest in a good pair of, not just a good raincoat, rain pants too. That will save you because you don't want to be wet and cold if you're camping.
Especially if you sit down on like, oh, damn it, now my ass is wet for 3 hours because I sat in a puddle. You have some water resistant pants on.
Lots of socks, wool socks. Many bring 5 times more than you think you need.
It's a little excessive.
My whole bottom layer of my suitcase is socks because my feet get so cold and you don't want to lose any heat out there.
Yeah. A lot of the times I will have just my sandals or be barefoot during majority of the day, but that final wardrobe change, like 8 or 9 PM, if it hasn't happened already, that's when socks need to go on when it gets dark.
Those little hand warmer things.
I don't use those.
Those are nice to keep in the bottom of your sleeping bag.
Those are good for when you're like still.
Before you're going to go to bed, go in and turn them on, get them activated and throw them in the bottom of your sleeping bag and zip your sleeping bag up so that by the time you get into your bed, do this probably like 15, 20 minutes before you're, you know, going to sleep. When you get in your bed, you're going to be cozy and warm in there.
Yeah.
And that you can at least fall asleep. Because for me, when I try to go to sleep, I can't fall asleep for 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe never because I'm too cold. I'm like shaking, freezing.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't sleep unless initially the first like half hour I get into bed, I'm warm. Also, don't drink liquids after a certain period of time. Otherwise, you have to get up and go pee over and over again. And if you're not staying in a really nice, cushy little camper, you have to go outside. You have to go back into the elements. You have to put your socks and your shoes back on. You're going to go get cold over and over again. And it's misery.
So you need to keep inside your tent. You need your dry socks and your easy slip-on shoes so that you can slip them on and go outside. And then they don't.
Right. Ones that are dry.
Yucky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to keep them dry as much as possible.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. So bring two pairs of rain boots or just a good pair of boot or shoes that the elements don't. Because even if it's not raining, this is my point of even if it's not raining, it is really, really damp. Mm-hmm. The mill that's like dew, it's in a valley and it's very, very like the moisture. It's very humid there. Yeah. So everything is wet by like 10 o'clock p.m.
It's very lush.
Yes. Everything's wet by 10 o'clock p.m. So if your shoes get damp in the middle of the night, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a bad time.
Right.
Stay away from a fire as long as possible. If you start the minute you get cold, you go sit by a fire, you're done for. You're not going to be able to get up and go see your favorite band later because you're going to freeze the whole entire time. You can't get your body all nice and warm and then walk away because the air is going to be so much colder than it was. Mm-hmm. So don't go gather by a fire until right before you're going to bed. Try to get nice and toasty. Also,
that's a good tip.
This one might sound weird. Do 10 jumping jacks before you get into your tent because you want to get your blood flow going because chances are you're sitting there shaking and freezing. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in a chair before you decide to go to bed. You're not moving around as much at that point. So get that blood flow going to warm up the body and then get into bed. Those are my tips for survival. Water.
Yep, but not too late.
But not too late. I try not to drink liquids after 8 p.m. And I usually try to go to bed by 10.
Yeah.
At a music festival.
Yeah. We're talking about music festivals, right?
Can't this year. Not just general camping.
For everybody else that goes to music festivals and that don't go to bed at 9:45 p.m., do all of those things to the best of your ability because not everybody is going to be so diligent.
About that's another one.
Time. But one thing that
sleep at some point.
Any wook can bring dry socks. Just bring dry socks. If you forget your socks, we will have them at the store because I ordered DMG socks.
Are they nice warm wool socks?
They're really cute.
Are they warm?
They're so pretty.
They're not warm. So don't rely on those. Bring those. Have those as an accessory. So if you're going to go to a concert, wear those socks. Rep DMG. But
yeah,
don't rely on those as your form of warmth.
Bring good socks.
And comfort.
Yeah.
There will be sweatshirts, though.
Uh-huh.
Sweatshirts are good.
Yeah.
Those will help you stay warm.
Hoodies are always good.
Can't go wrong there.
Nope.
Lots of hoodies at the old merch tent.
Yeah.
Also, bring food. Save yourself some money. Also, go to the vendors.
Support the vendors.
My rule is I go to the vendors at least once a day, and that's every day that I'm there. Mm-hmm. But then I try to bring my own snacky foods too for in between. Yeah. So meals I get at the vendors, and that's not true. I think I go twice a day because I usually get a salad for lunch or a bowl of some sort. And then I go have a hearty meal at the vendors for dinner. Mm-hmm. But I always in the in-between snacking to save money, just bring some little snacks for yourself at your camp.
Yeah.
Keep yourself sustained.
There you go.
Sustenance. Do that.
I look forward to our friend's breakfast sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring stuff that you are okay with the cleanup of. I find that's an annoying thing with camping and you're preparing your own food. Make sure you're not dumping your gross water all over the grass next to other people.
Don't fry fish.
Got to handle it properly,
I've seen that happen. I think the first time I went to a smaller festival in Minnesota, it was Friday night and there was a guy doing Friday fish fry. And I'm like, all of the things that can go wrong with hot oil being right here outside. Oh man, don't fry fish.
Would you rather be hit with a blast of fried fish smell or be downwind from a cigarette?
Fried fish smell all day. Because fried fish smells delicious. It smells like the restaurant I work in every Friday. If it's raw fish smell, I don't want anything to do with that. But fried fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on. It smells delicious.
Right on.
ban cigarettes. That's what I would do.
We sell cigarettes at the store too.
But don't buy them.
Buy them.
Quit smoking. You can't be hypocritical here.
I mean,
you can't.
Smoking is gross, but people are still going to do it. And if they want to pay
for a
pack out in the middle of nowhere, I'm going to let them.
We're not promoting it here on this podcast. So we're going to edit that part out probably. We're not promoting smoking, even if.
We also sell ponchos.
They call you Trump now.
And we have feminine products that we don't usually charge people for. So it's like, you need a tampon here. You shouldn't have to pay for this anyway, U.S. government.
Long pause for dramatic effect.
Yeah. Those that are not watching, we just made very serious eyes at
the camera.
The camera. Because, damn it.
For those who are not watching, just so you know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, we also have a YouTube channel. So you can also watch us and see what we look like to decide if you want to continue listening to us. Because maybe you're like, I don't want to hear what those two have to say. Or you're like, they are so pretty. I want to watch everything that they have to say. And they're so smart and amazing.
I have a lot of smart things to say. Smart can be sarcastic, but
say them.
Smart.
We're waiting.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
Thank you.
Next.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Great.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Hopes and Dreams podcast episode 16.
Our episode can drive now.
It can drive.
Our podcast can drive.
This podcast can drive.
Fumbled my word.
Except there. It doesn't. It just stays in the garage tightly.
It's coasting.
The closed door.
It's like, you know how you coast up to a red light?
And then you're just like. And then it starts rolling backwards. Down the hill. That's what our podcast is doing.
Oh, it's because we're in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm,
we're just
got it.
Right back down.
Just rolling back down.
Right back down. So, very exciting thing, I believe, if I have my timing right. Next week's episode will be from a different location, I believe. Is that the correct?
Is it next week already?
Or do we have one more in between?
No, that's it. And then, and then the next one will be the day that I'm going out for bonfire, so we should do something fun for that day.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But yeah, we have a guest on the next episode.
It's a good one.
And we will be at a remote location, which we love those.
It's a cute one.
So something exciting to look forward to.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to us on Hopes and Dreams podcast. Please give us a like, share, follow, comment, DM us. Interact with us, love us. buymeacoffee.com/hopesanddreamspodcast is a way that you can help support the podcast monetarily and help us reach that next step in our podcast creation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And let us know about your interesting drive-by situations when maybe you saw something and should have said something but didn't.
And how you feel about that, how that shame is just pestering in your life now. That's the kind of thing we love.
Give us your torture.
That's our ending music.
Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye.